Senate Bill 149, an act to revise certain provisions related to the housing of prisoners from other jurisdictions.
Senate Bill 149, having had its second reading, up for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. House Bill 149 comes to us at the request of initially the state's attorney from Meade County, and in an effort to assist in some problems in housing prisoners during the time of the motorcycle rally. And it has come directly to us through the State's Attorneys Association. This bill would allow prisoners to be housed in addition to outside of the county, outside of the state. And the control of the prisoners remains the same. The costs are borne by the county in which, in this case, it would be Meade County or any county that first has custody of the prisoners. I would encourage your support of this. It's necessary at a certain time in the year, particularly. And Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment, I understand, and I would stand by and defer to the sponsor of that amendment.
Further remarks, Representative Bradford.
You have an amendment on your desk, and I waive the reading, and the amendment's been circulated among. I'll speak to the amendment.
Is there a second? There is a second. Comments on the amendment.
The amendment simply also includes Indian reservations. It's a friendly amendment. I've spoken to everybody that is involved. It'll just make another place for those people to house their prisoners. We have brand new prisoner facilities on the reservation. And I thank you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Further remarks. Representative Clout.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for Representative Bradford.
State your question.
Representative Bradford, how's it going to work with dual jurisdiction?
Representative Bradford, do you understand the question?
Yes, I do. We talked about that. The Assistant Attorney General, he told us that when we got jurisdiction to go take our prisoners in another state, we also have that right to take them onto the reservation with the same jurisdiction.
Representative Powell, you still have the floor.
Another question, Mr. Speaker.
State your question.
Let's use the example that does it.
Just keep it down just a little bit so we can hear the question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Bradford, say that the tribal member arrested on non-tribal off the reservation, and they are detained in tribal jail or in a jail on the reservation. Is the tribe going to allow the state to prosecute, or are they going to hold the?
Representative Bradford.
I think you're off the mark a little bit. I think you're trying to get into actual jurisdiction of arrests and all this stuff. These prisoners are incarcerated in a jail off of the reservation. All they are being done is taken and housed. It has nothing to do with jurisdiction over arrests.
Representative Clout, you have the floor.
May I speak to the amendment, please?
Yes, you may.
Ladies and gentlemen, we really got to watch this, because you take a tribal member who is arrested off the reservation and brought onto the tribe, the state loses jurisdiction over that person. So anybody that is a tribal member that's arrested off the reservation, and if they were to be housed in a facility on the reservation, the state would probably not be able to get that person back for prosecution. So I'd urge you to resist this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I see others jumped up at the same time, but I would urge members to support the amendment to motion to amend by Representative Bradford. We're really talking about a housing situation here, not a jurisdictional issue. I think others may want to address this point, but I just urge the members of the body to support Representative Bradford's amendment as he has discussed it with the Attorney General's office. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak to the bill and the amendment, please.
Granted.
I would draw your attention to the bill, where clearly we're talking about the situation of the Sturgis Rally, where we have 300,000 guests come in. And wherever you have a community of 300,000 people, there's going to be some trouble. and some troublemakers. And it is unrealistic to expect Sturgis to have facilities to handle a 10-day rally of 300,000 people in jails for that purpose. So what the bill says, it says that every judicial or executive officer of the county, et cetera, may use these other facilities. And so if we use a facility in Sundance, Wyoming, for example, we arrest somebody on some charge and we don't have room at Sturgis and we run them over to Sundance, Wyoming, we don't have to extradite that individual from Wyoming to get him back. It's like a motel. You take them over there, you stick them there, and when you got time to sentence them or charge them or room in your own jail, you bring them back. The same thing would be true with the tribes. And so if you wanted to run somebody down to the reservation because it was closer or because it was cheaper than Wyoming, that's what the Bradford Amendment does. Now, if you don't want to avail yourself of those facilities, then I guess you don't want the amendment. But it just seems to me that the tribes have room and they want to participate in this program. And if the people, the sheriff or whoever is making these decisions up there at Sturgis during this time of the rally, wants to avail themselves of that facility, why should they not have that option when in fact you can run them over to Wyoming? If you have jurisdictional troubles on the reservation, then I submit you have the exact same jurisdictional troubles if you run them over to Wyoming. We're not going to have to extradite them out of Wyoming. We do not have these problems with the reservation. I think it's a simple amendment. I think it's a friendly amendment, and I would urge you to support the amendment and then support the bill.
Further remarks. Does any member wish, Representative Abdallah?
I agree with the proponents of the amendment, Mr. Speaker. This isn't a jurisdictional problem. It's just a housing problem, and there wouldn't be any jurisdictional problems. So I support the amendment.
Further remarks? Representative Tuple.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I understand it, the State Highway Patrol is not allowed on the reservation. How are they going to transport these people? Is that going to be a problem? Question to the sponsor.
Representative Bradford. Microphone.
The yellow button, right?
Yes.
Representative Tuple, that is not true. They are not allowed on the reservation. They are not picking up or enforcing any laws on the reservation. So I don't understand the problem, okay?
Representative Tuple, you still have the floor. Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Abdallah speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Abdallah.
I think I can answer Representative Tuple's question. The people, these prisoners referred to in this amendment and in this bill are in the custody of the sheriff. The sheriff transports them, not the highway patrol.
Further remarks, Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I wasn't going to say anything on this bill, even though it's mine. I'm just a little under the weather, but Representative Bradford has brought us forth a very good amendment. After spending 4 years on the Tribal Relations Committee, which we did very little, this amendment has done more for tribal relations than anything we did in 4 years. So I think it's not only going to help with tribal relations, I think it's also going to help their finances a little bit, because it's going to put a little county or state dollars into their pockets. And it's gonna help both parties, the counties and the tribes. And so I just don't understand if there could be any people against it. I'm not sure why. I think it's a good amendment, and it'll help a good bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Pummel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speak to the amendment and the bill.
Granted.
Well, as a sponsor of this bill, I want to also state that I look at that as a friendly amendment. I think that the bill and the amendment is a common sense issue. Jail space is sometimes at a premium, and this will make use of what we have available in this area, in state as well as out, and at the reservations. And I hope you support the bill and the amendment.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question before the House then is the Bradford motion to amend. All the roll call is being whispered. Roll call is requested. Is he supported? One, two, three, four, He is supported. Question before the House is the Bradford motion to amend 149-TA. Those in favor of that motion will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine, and members will proceed to vote on the Bradford motion to amend Senate Bill 149.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one nay.
The Bradford motion to amend 149-TA, having received a majority vote of the members present, is hereby declared carried. 149 is so amended. Further remarks on 149 as amended? Hearing none, the question for the House is the final passage of Senate Bill 149. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk locked the voting machine. Members proceed to vote on Senate Bill 149, final passage.
Representatives Koistra, Garnos, Clark, McCoy. Representative Bill Peterson. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas, one nay.
Senate Bill 149, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared carried. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.